Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Welcome to a special edition of Brewing It Live. Today, I have a special guest, Tika's Dragon. Say hello.
I'm Tika's Dragon here. I'm super excited to be part of Brewing It Live here with Lotus. I'm just excited. You can follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and that's Tika's Dragon, as plain and simple as it is. But yeah, I'm excited to get brewing this deck. So back to you, Lotus.
Yeah, so we were looking at the new commanders that have been spoiled, and quite a lot of them were quite, how to put, meta. So we went a little bit weird and decided to go with Grolnok, the omnivore. You know, the good old frog. Two green blue for a 3/3 frog. Whenever a frog you control attacks, mill 3 cards. Whenever a permanent card is put into your graveyard from your library, exile it with a croak counter on it. You may play land cards and cast spells from among cards you own in exile with croak counters on them. That's very weird. Croak counters.
Three different paragraphs.
Yeah.
Croak counter.
So it's self-mill.
Yeah.
Casting from exile. Playing lands from exile. And croak counters.
So, what we take from that is, frogs and self-mill.
Frog tribal, self-mill. Job's done.
Yeah. That's it. We've sorted it, guys.
So there is one frog that immediately comes to mind for me.
Spore frog.
Yep, spore frog.
See, honestly, the second I was at frog, I was like, frogs. Spore frog.
Yeah.
It was the first, I remember it because when I started playing, it was someone abused it in Merin, because when I started, the C15 Merin had just come out, and I was like, this is a busted card. But yeah, no, Spore Frog is a great frog.
Yeah, the constant sacrificing of Merin. Infinite fog, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, who doesn't love fog on a frog?
A fog frog. Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know what this famous frog is, it's a single green for a 1/1. And you sacrifice it to prevent all combat damage that be dealt this turn. Simples.
Oh,
Macadian, give us your cards and we'll add them in.
Yeah, go ahead. Croaking Counterpart.
Oh, that's that new one, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
That one that looks like Ren from, is it Midnight Hunt?
Yeah, the 3-mana one. Create a token that's a copy of target non-frog creature, except it's a 1/1 green frog, and it has flashback as well. So
I love the artwork on that.
It's just so, derpy. The fact that he's just sat on a stalk as well.
Yeah. I need to see Rem. It's an imitation of Rem, so... Yeah. That's why the flavor text is the frog is the sincerest form of flattery.
Mm. Whilst we're on D&D frogs, there was Frog Hemoth. Do you remember this guy coming up recently?
I forgot it was a frog. I thought it was like a horror. Oh, it is a horror, but you know.
Horrific frog.
Three-eyed horrific frog with tentacles. Lovely. Trample Haste, whenever it deals combat damage to a player, exile up to that many target cards from their graveyard, put a +1 counter on Frog Hemoth for each creature card exiled this way. You gain 1 life for each non-creature card exiled. So we're now exiling their cards as well.
Yeah, so Macadian Merchant has also put some nice self-mill cards, so Consider, which is a great card. Go on.
Sorry, I'm not as fast as...
The other one's typing, I'll calm down.
Consider. Single blue instant, look at the top card of your library. You may put that card in your graveyard, draw a card. Yeah.
Thought Scour, pretty much the same. Cantrips, put milling in there.
Thought Scour, target player mills 2, draw a card for a single blue. Yep, that's a really good one.
And then Search for a Canter. I do like that one. I think that's great in any blue card, let alone a self-mill blue deck.
Oh, God, yeah. That one just for the lot of the scry. One and a blue. At the beginning of your upkeep, look at the top card of your library. You may put it into your graveyard. Then if you have seven or more cards in your graveyard, you may transform it into the Search for Azkanta, which is a land that is a legendary. Taps a blue or two and a blue. Look at the top four cards of your library. You may reveal a non-creature, non-land card from among them. Put it into your hand. Put the rest on the bottom in any order.
Yeah, and then they also put Mental Note, which isn't one I've heard of, to be honest. Mental Note.
Let's have a look at that one. Single blue, instant, mill two, draw a card.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
We've got some offer. Mercadian built the whole deck here. Drowned Secrets.
And Hello Storm, welcome to the madness, where we're going frog mad.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing out it is a May ability. You don't have to if you want to continue milling yourself. You can keep it as that enchantment.
Yeah. Whenever you cast a blue spell, target player puts the top two cards of their library of their graveyard. And that's target player, so that could be us.
Yeah, we love targeting ourselves.
So there was a frog from, I want to say, Modern Horizons 2 that I really liked. And it was the good old Jade Avenger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With the Bushido.
Bushido 2.
Yeah.
A little frog samurai, 2/2 for 2.
Yeah. I love
that little guy. Get another frog in there quickly.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. Well, I guess with this deck, you get as many frogs to just mill as much as you can, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want to go for a self-win, self-mill win con, or just casting from exile a lot.
I think self-mill is probably more reliable. So, in my head.
Do we add Thassa's Oracle in?
Why not? We'll go that route. Thassa's Oracle, Jace, Labman. I'll let you go through them one at a time.
Which Jace is it? Memory Adept?
Wilder of Mysteries?
Wilder of Mysteries, that's the one. There's so many Jaces now. And Laboratory Maniac. So basically all three of those cards is if we have no cards in our library, we win the game.
Yep. And the plan is to have no cards in the library. If you're doing Thoracle, Ulpstorm said, Mirror Madden Clones and Hermit. Hermit Druid should be in any green mill deck.
Ah, that's the land one.
Yes, Hermit Druid.
One and a green for a 1/1 druid. Tap green. Reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal a basic land card. Put that card into your hand and put all other revealed cards into your graveyard.
Seems good.
Seems very good.
Very good.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
The blue one that turns a creature. I play it in blue control. Is it Rapid Hybridization?
Hybridization is the instant that turns them into a frog lizard.
Yes. That's good.
Very on theme.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking of removals and frogs.
If only that Curse of the Swine was Curse of the Frog.
If only. But yeah. All right, let's have a look at what we've got.
What's that in? I'm trying to think of that artifact from Kaldheim that makes shapeshifters. I can't think of it.
Mask Ward Nexus.
That's the one.
Yes. Well, thanks. Thanks, Ash. Hi, Ash.
Ashen, yay. If you need a card name, just ask Ashen. They're like Gatherer on a stick. So it's a 4-mana artifact. Creatures you control are every creature type, so they're all frogs. Same true for creature spells you control on the battlefield and cards that aren't on the battlefield. And it's tap for 3. Create a 2/2 blue shapeling creature token with flying, which is a frog.
I guess if we're going down that route, some changelings would be good.
There's one that really needs to go in then.
Go on, which one are you going with first?
Realmwalker.
Yeah, good.
it's a frog that lets us play frogs from the top of our library.
Yeah, no, that's where I was going. you might want to add some flashback spells. That's good if we're milling out elves.
Oh, God, yeah.
Out there, Storm. Let me have a think. Flashback's been quite a lot recent.
I can't remember any flashback.
Yeah, not a
mill spells. Ray of Erasure is another mill. Ooh, okay.
Ray of Erasure.
Single blue, instant. Target player mills 2. Draw a card at the beginning of the next upkeep.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's a mill trick. That's what we're after.
Sweet Oblivion is escape mill spell. Ooh. I've heard of it, but I can't remember what it was.
Would we also go into a potential route of Dredge?
I always love Dredge.
Dredge.
I play it in Legacy, so yes.
We're terrible people.
Yes. Yes, we are. Yeah. And I don't care.
If you want to chuck...
Golgari Grave Trap?
Golgari, Life and Limb, wearing green. We love a bit of ramping green.
So Golgari Grave Troll is 4 and a green for a 0/0 troll skeleton. It does a lot of stuff, but the only thing we're interested in is the word Dredge 6, where instead of drawing, you put the top 6 cards, in this case, into your graveyard, and then return this from your graveyard to your hand.
Yep, that's the one.
What was the other one we want? Life from the Loam.
Yeah, Life.
That one's 1 and a green for a sorcery. Return 3 land cards from your graveyard to your hand with Dredge 3. I love this card in Slowgurk so much.
Yeah, it just does so well. I was thinking if we're putting everything in the grave, we might want to get some stuff back. So I can't think of any flashback, but in my head, we've got things like Eternal Witness and Regrowth, maybe.
Yeah, a good old E-Wit. 1/2 green for a human shaman 2/1. When it enters the battlefield, return target card from your graveyard to your hand. And Regrowth is 1 and a green sorcery, return target card from your graveyard to your hand.
Yeah, someone said Masked Vandal is a good frog.
Ooh, let's have a look. Is it a frog? Yes, it is. It's a shapeshifter frog.
Oh, lovely.
1 and a green, changeling, 1/3. When it enters the battlefield, you may exile a creature card from your graveyard. If you do, exile target artifact, enchantment, and an opponent controls. Yeah?
Seems strong. Seems good.
Because we're in green, we do need some removal. And as always, we need Barrier Breach, because that card is always underplayed, and I love this card so much. Do you know what Barrier Breach is?
Off top of my head, no. Go
it's
on.
2 and a green for an instant from Ikoria. Exile up to 3 target enchantments or cycle it for 2.
I love a good cycle. That seems good.
Liar to give all the instants and sorceries flashback.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking that. Liar is a beautiful new card. I think we should get her in there.
Yeah. Spells can't be countered. And each instant sorcery card in your graveyard has flashback. The flashback cost is equal to the card's mana cost.
And there's always a blue player at the table, so we need that can't be counted line.
True. And also, if we have flashback spells that cost more than the original cost, we can cast it for cheaper.
Yes, we can choose our own ultimate casting cost. We're on to it, guys.
Plan is forming.
Ooh. We've got a Rexage and Druid of Purification. No Rex Sage. Let's have a look at Druid.
Okay, Rex Sage is 2 and a green for a 2/1 elf. Shaman, when it enters the battlefield, destroy target artifact or enchantment. Yep. And what was the other one? Druid of Purification.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one of the new D&D cards. 3 and a green for a 2/3 human druid. When it enters the battlefield, starting with you, each player may choose an artifact or enchantment you don't control. Destroy each permanent chosen this way.
Okay.
So that's fair. Could be a lot removed.
It could be. Whilst we're on blue, I'm a very blue thinker. Putting things into the grave, fact or fiction. I think that's great in general, but when we're getting, when we can use our grave as well.
Fact or fiction. Yeah, beautiful card. I totally agree. Do we need more frogs?
Maybe. Who knows frogs?
There's one called Flaxcaster Froglin.
That is a good name. I do know if you go through that one, and then I have Omniban, I think it is.
Yeah, I've got it. I just don't know how to say it. Omnibian. It's Omnibrian. 1 green, green, blue, frog. 3/3, tap. Target creature becomes a frog with base power toughness 3/3 to end a turn. Yeah. I like that.
I like that. Everyone loves things that make frogs. Leapfrog has evasion. Leapfrog.
How did I forget just good old Leapfrog?
I know, we both went to Spawnfrog and we were both like, went over our heads.
So this has flying as long as you cast an instant sorcery this turn. 3 mana, 3/1. Yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All the frogs.
Okay. So,
I'm just trying to think of changelings I know off the top of my head. Or
yeah. Simic's a very difficult one because I want to go into white and have things like crib swap, so it's like a beast within but with a changeling.
Frogmite.
Oh.
The affinity frog.
Frogmite, yes. 4 mana for a affinity for artifacts, 2/2 frog.
Yes. And someone has suggested Macadian suggested a whip tongue frog.
That's back from in the day. 2 and a blue for a 1/3. It has pay a blue, it gains flying to end of turn. That's old mechanics for you. It gains flying, not it can block creatures with flying.
it can fly.
From Exodus. Shadow Kill, not a frog, but neat self mill, says Storm. Not sure I know that one. Oh, it probably looks like one of the new ones. 3 and a blue for a shapeshifter, 2/2 flash. At the beginning of your upkeep, each player mills 3 cards. You may exile a creature card from among the cards milled this way. If you do, Shadow Kiln becomes a copy of that, except it has this ability.
Okay. I was going to say there was another frog, the Befuddler, Burrog Befuddler from Strixhaven.
Oh, that little guy.
Hmm.
There's so many frogs that I didn't realise existed.
Moth Dust is a changeling and is another flying frog.
Moth Dust changeling. Single blue for a shapeshifter 1/1 changeling. Tap an untapped creature you control, it gains flying to end a turn. We have a lot of flying frogs.
That's the best way to be. No one can beat a flyer.
No.
Emerald can't be a flyer.
But it can't, it could be beaten by squirrels.
Not flying squirrels.
Haze Frog.
I don't know that one off the top of my head.
So it's 3 green-green for a frog with flash. 2/1. When it enters the battlefield, prevent all combat damage that other creatures would deal this turn.
Okay.
So we have 2 kinds of spawning frogs.
There's the toad, because toads are technically frogs, I believe, now. Bloated toad.
Bloated toad.
It's got side thing.
Oh, let's check it's a frog.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
So it's got protection for blue cycling.
So I think it was updated with the...
It would have been a Sid. A stressful day.
When they updated a new one as well. Let's have a look.
It is a frog.
Yeah, they are now frogs. Yes. Who'd have thought a toad was a frog?
So many updates, but hey. I mean, I wish we could just have... who's the big famous one from Innistrad? The legendary frog who ate...
The legendary frog from Innistrad?
That's it. Gitrog.
Why can't we have black in here as well?
Yeah.
So we've got Simic. Simic is the way.
Everyone's shouting at me in chat, Gitrog. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. along with rapid... I'm not going to try again. There is the other one, just turn to a frog.
Turn to frog. Turn to frog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Turn to frog. One and a blue. Until end of turn, target creature loses all abilities and becomes a blue frog base power 1/1.
So, yeah, we can use it on the opponent if we need to, but if not, we can just slam it and swing. But then
yes. Yes, Storm, it's now there's lots of legendary frogs from Innistrad. Oh.
What a froggy set.
And he's still got the little hand hanging out of his mouth as well, so we can't even identify them by that.
No fingerprints there.
Nope. So, we've got card draw, we've got a lot of frogs. Maybe we'll add more when they come up.
I was just going back to the flashback. I'm genuinely trying to think of, like, good. Hairstrong Koto.
Oh, yeah. From Kamigawa's block.
Mm-hmm.
What does it do?
All my time, so if I haven't played with that, I don't know it.
I'm going to add it to the deck and change the language because it's not in English.
Okay.
6 mana artifact. Tap an untapped creature you control. Target player mills the top card of their library. Just tap a creature, mill a card.
Okay, that's fair. How many creatures do we have? Do we have enough to warrant Altar of Dementia?
We have 23.
Okay.
I was going to say, what about Altar of the Brood?
Yeah, that works as well. Everyone loves an altar.
That's each opponent, though. We don't need that, do we?
Yeah, so I'd go with Altar of Dementia.
Altar of Dementia is the sack creature, target player. Yeah.
Yeah, we can target ourselves. We'll go back to chat. I'll put the pen here, actually.
Mesmeric Orb from Ashen. Yes.
Yeah.
That upsets so many people.
Honestly.
Whenever a permanent becomes untapped, that player mills a card.
Hmm. We've got Traumatize and Drown in Dreams.
Traumatize.
I love Drown in Dreams, so great suggestion there, McCudian.
Traumatize is target player mills half their deck. Yeah. If you're playing Bruvac, that's just an instant win. And Drown in Dreams is X2 blue instant. Choose one. If you control a commander, you cast this spell. You may choose both. Target player draws X cards or target player mills twice X cards.
Okay. Seems good. There's a lot of mill in there.
Yeah.
Dreamborn Muse from Storm.
Okay, that's 2 blue for a 2/2 spirit. At the beginning of each player's upkeep, that player puts the top X cards of their library into their graveyard, where X is the number of cards in their hand. Okay. Beast with...
I was going to go with... we'll go back to you guys in a second. Otherworldly Gaze. So it's got flashback and it also lets you put cards in your grave.
Single blue instant, look at the top 3 cards of your library, put any number of them into your graveyard, the rest on top of your library, flashback, 1 and a blue, with Liar, it's a single blue.
So we've got quite a few here for... McKaylee wants to know if we've got Beast Within. We don't have it yet.
We don't have Beast Within, but what we do have is Frog Within. we've got Rapid Hyverization. And we've got Turn to Frog.
Yeah, we don't need beasts. We're all about turning frogs. So we've got for flashback, Cackling Counterpart.
So that's 1 blue for an instant. Create a token that's a copy of target creature you control with flashback 5 blue.
Mm-hmm. Creeping Renaissance.
That is 3 green-green for a sorcery. Choose target permanent type. Return all cards of the chosen type from your graveyard to your hand. Flashback 5 green-green.
Unless you have Liar.
Yeah, and then it's cheaper again. Oh, I need to build a Liar deck now.
I know, I'm just thinking, Liar, huh? I played her on Arena, but now for Commander, she makes everything seem a lot better.
Yeah, and then you just... Okay, so spells can't be countered. So we run things like...
Whatever we want.
Spell Crumple and put them on the bottom of people's decks instead of countering them.
Yeah, why not? One thing I was going to suggest, Court of Cunning. But bringing a bit of monarchy into the EDH.
Oh, I love the monarchy.
Same. Although I don't have monarchy in any of my decks, but I love it. So,
oh, we have a tiara that goes around the table. We get really into it. 1 blue-blue for an enchantment. When it enters the battlefield, you become the monarch. One of the best mechanics in the game. At the beginning of your upkeep, any number of target players each mill 2 cards. If you're the monarch, each of those players mill 10 cards instead. Yeah, that's pretty decent.
And then along with the enchantments, I'd go for Crawling Sensation.
Crawling Sensation. 2 and a green enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may put the top 2 cards of your library in your graveyard. Whenever 1 or more lands are put into your graveyard from anywhere for the first time each turn, put a 1/1 green insect into the battlefield. Yeah.
So we've got, with the risk of running our removal and not having access to it because it's an instant sorcery form, may I suggest Kenrith's Transformation? I love Kenrith's Transformation.
Yeah.
Its removal also replaces itself, which makes it so much better. And then Kasmina's Transmutation and Imprisonment. I definitely back Kenrith's Transformation there.
Kasmina's Transmutation looks like a frog, so I'm quite happy to pop that in as well.
Go for it. I don't remember that one off the top of my head.
So there is a little bit of a worry here about losing our win con, because whenever a permanent card is put into the graveyard from your library, exile it. I know it's got a croak counter on it and we can play it as long as we play our commander. However, if our commander gets too expensive to play, we want to get those cards back from exile. So what about a Rift Sweeper?
I like your thinking.
Rift Sweeper is 1 and a green for a 2/2 elf that says when it enters the battlefield, choose target face up exiled card and put it into its owner shuffles it into their library.
Yeah.
So we have a potential to get our win cons back from exile if we can't play our commander.
I was thinking of, I was thinking along the Planeswalker line, and Mercadian's just put Tamiyo Collector of Tales seems good. Because in my head, we've only got Jace at the minute.
Yeah. What does the Tamiyo do?
That Tamiyo does. I'll let you find it. You're the finder and the speaker.
Tamiyo, the Collector of Tales. It's the one from War of the Spark. 2 green-blue, 5 loyalty. Spells and abilities your opponents control can't cause you to discard cards or sacrifice permanents. +1, choose a non-land card name, then reveal the top 4 cards of your library. Put all cards with the chosen name from among them in your hand and the rest into your graveyard. -3, return target card from the graveyard to your hand. Okay.
I was searching for it, but I can't find it behind me, so you did a great explanation anyway.
Why, thank you. Storm says there is a route you could go, abandon the instants and sorceries and run only Life from the Loam and Primal Surge because everything else is a permanent. It just dumps your deck onto the table.
That we still have to pay for.
Yeah.
I was going to, before we drift into Storm's route, whilst we're on Planeswalkers, I was going to suggest the new beauty of Renin 7 because she puts stuff into the grave. She, he, true.
Yeah, I've played with her. She's very good.
Yes.
She's
the +1 helpness.
As far as I can gather from the lore, she's not a nice person because there's a reason she numbers the trees and not gives them names.
Oh, sad.
She doesn't care about them, really. But For 3 green, you have a +1. Reveal the top 4 cards. Put all land cards revealed this way in your hand, the rest in the graveyard. 0, put any number of lands from your hand onto the battlefield tapped. -3, create a tree folk token with reach, and it has this creature's power and toughness are equal to the number of lands you control. And -8, return all permanent cards from your graveyard to your hand. You get an emblem with you have no maximum hand size. That's a lot on a planeswalker.
Yeah. They printed an overpowered green card again.
Oh.
Storm's just put looking at mana dorks. We've got Milliken and Deranged Assistant, which help mill whilst we're doing on a mana dork.
2 mana artifact, 0/1 construct, tap mill a card, add a colourless. And the Deranged Assistant is 1 and a blue for a human wizard, mill a card, add a colourless when you tap it. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're at 94 cards, so any new cards may have to switch out with old ones.
Yeah, we'll have to start getting picky. If you want a ramp, we might want to use enchantment effects like Overgrowth, Wild Growth, and Rocks that even if we mill, we can cast with Grognak. That's fair, so...
Well, whenever a permanent is put into your graveyard from your library, yeah, so...
Yeah, so spells wouldn't... So that's fair.
I'm just trying to think what mana rocks, if there is any mill. I can't think of any.
My head, I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, my head's blank. Yeah. No one can think of any.
I can't think of any either.
So if we want some ramp, let's go for three visits.
Three visits and Nature's Law.
Nature's Law is the best 2 mana ones.
The best, the same card.
Basically, yeah.
100%. And then, I guess it's all preference from there. I'd then go for Cultivate personally. I think the issue, Nature's Law and 3 visits do the exact same thing, and then they all just kind of get worse from there. But.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. That's fine. Root Coil and Koira Master of Depths are also good ramp. What's Root Coil do?
I don't know.
So many cards. No, that's Root Cage. I've got Recoil.
Yeah, I don't think I've heard of Root Coil.
And Koira Master of Depths. So she's 2 green-blue for a 4 loyalty, +1, untap up to 1 target creature and 1 target land. So if we have a mana dork and a land, that's pretty good. -2, reveal the top 4 cards of your library and may put a creature card and or land card from among them into your hand. Put the rest into your graveyard. And -8, you get an emblem with whenever a creature enters a battlefield under your control, you may have it fight target creature. And then put 3 8/8 blue octopus creature tokens into the battlefield.
It's a lot of octopuses.
It is.
Oh, we like octopus.
The +1 and -2 are pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like it. I do. I do like Storm's next comment of Mystic Snake and Frilled Mystic, because he doesn't love counters on a permanent.
Frilled Mystic is an elf lizard wizard. Oh no, why is it not a frog?
You just can't have it all these days.
No, it should be a frog. So it's blue, green for a 3/2 flash. When it enters the battlefield, you may counter target spell. Oh, Ashen's telling us to hydrate. God damn it, Ashen.
No, yeah, I was just double checking that we could play at whatever speed the card is, so. That's fine, because we can.
I mean, we could always put a ley line or a Vidal Canori in. Or even an Alchemist's Refuge, if we really wanted to.
I think I'd like a ley line.
Yeah?
Go on. The card I meant was Root Coil Creeper. Oh, Mercadian's advised us of what they meant.
Root Coil Creeper. Well, apparently the image is coming right up. Oh, there's the image.
Okay.
green and blue for a plant horror 2/2. Tap, add one mana of any color. Tap, add two mana of any one color. Spend this mana to cast spells from your graveyard. Green and blue, tap, exile it. Return target card with flashback you own from exile to your hand.
It's got multi-functional.
Yeah, two mana for a 2/2 mana dork is still pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say... whilst we've got Thassa, Jace and Labman, would we also add Brain Freeze into this?
Oh.
As a good card to mill. Well, so, I know we didn't get Underworld Breach, but I just think it's still a good card on its own.
One and a blue for an instant. Target player mills three with Storm. I am going to put it in just in case. I like that card.
We can cut it if we need to, but for now, it makes the list.
Well, we're at 102 cards, but I've put 36 lands in, as I always do, so...
We can cut the lands, we're in green.
Our mana curve is at 2.88, so I'm going to cut a blue and a green to 34, and we're exactly 100. So any new cards have to replace cards.
That's fine. I'm savage. So let's see what we've got. Chronic Flooding. Oh, hi, Jacuzzi Daniel. Way too many lands, I agree, but we've dropped some, so it's fine. Chronic Flooding from Storm.
One and a blue for an aura, enchant land. Whenever enchanted land becomes tapped, its controller mills three.
I like that.
I like that.
Oh, I love this. And all these cards I didn't know about.
Yeah, Dan's going to complain about me for ages for putting in too many lands.
Yeah, 33 is a lot. I mean, what are we on? We're on 34 now.
Yeah.
I go for 33, and then depending on the deck, I'd lower it because we're in green.
Okay, so I've put it to 33, which puts us at 100 cards again.
How many times are we going to do this?
This goes on for... This is kind of a running thing, so don't worry.
How often will a card replace the land?
Well, if it's a double-faced modal card, a lot.
A double face modal card, we can get Bala of Ged.
Bala Ged Recovery? Bala Ged.
Yes, that's the one.
Return target land green card from your graveyard to your hand. Yep, that's a green, that's a land cut again.
assuming Jakey, I'm going to go with Daniel. We're going with Daniel.
Yeah, if you didn't know, that's Dan from the 99.
I'm Dan.
He sneaks in.
I assume he's talking about Lithoform Engine. We don't have one yet.
Most probably.
Oh, no, yeah, he has said three times. Are you running Lithoform Engine? We're not yet.
There it is. So, four mana artifact, two and tap, copy target activated or triggered ability you control. You may choose new targets. Three and tap, copy target instant or sorcery spell. Four and tap, copy target permanent spell. Okay, yeah. It is like, now in there. You can chill out, Dan.
In the comments, Dan. More croak. Mill, not milk. LPNU Rivulet is great for this deck. I don't know LPNU Rivulet.
No. I probably will when I see it.
Go on.
Oh, it's a land. Land, desert. Tap to add a colourless. Tap, pay a life, add a blue. One and blue tap, sacrifice it, mill four.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, for now. I mean, do you want to dive into the lands?
We don't do the dual lands or anything like that. We'll do utility lands that actually have a purpose towards the deck. Otherwise, we'd end up building a whole land base.
yeah, that's fine.
Fraying Sanity, says Storm.
I do like Fraying Sanity, actually.
So we're going to obviously put it on ourselves. Two and a blue enchantment curse. At the beginning of each end step, the enchanted player puts X cards of their library into their graveyard, where X is the number of cards put into that graveyard from anywhere this turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still want to know why you've put milk, not mill, not milk. More frogs, more milk.
Something that popped up in my head was whilst we were milling ourselves, Hedron Crab.
Ooh.
Because I love a landfall trigger. I've not long built Omnap, so landfalls are just in my head.
Whenever a land enters the battlefield, target player mills three.
It looks like we're going on to lands now, though, because Mercadian's also suggested Sequestered Stash, which is a good card.
Yes. It's a taps to add a colourless or four and tap, sacrifice it, mill four. Then you may put an artifact from your graveyard on top of your library. That second bit probably won't be used.
Well, whilst we're on lands, I will request a Mystic Sanctuary because that's good for cards in the grave in blue.
Yep. Taps are blue. It's an island, not a basic. Mystic Sanctuary enters the battlefield tapped unless you control three or more other islands. When it enters the battlefield untapped, you may put a target instant or sorcery card from your graveyard on top of your library. I also think the Cradle of Yavimaya.
Oh, I love that card.
Just so we can have dual lands.
Why not?
Everything's a forest.
I mean, whilst we're at it, shall we give everything flash as well and add in an emergence zone? Oh, Warm got at me there. I read my mind. I said emergence zone before you put it in the chat, but yeah, Storm has put emergence zone.
Yeah.
I'll come to Refuge and Guy Reach Sanctuary. I'm not a fan of Guy Reach, personally.
Alchemist Refuge I like, though. That was the one I was suggesting earlier.
It's up to you on Guy Reach. Not my favourite. It was my favourite when it came out, but I've played with it enough to know I don't like it anymore. And Mikorokoro. So hear me out. You want to be able to trigger your landman.
Oh, Mikorokoro.
Yeah. We're both English, and we still pronounce things differently.
We're a small country, we're about 2 hours apart travelling distance, and this is the difference of accents in the UK.
Yes. I say ah, not ah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you out, Storm. You want to be able to trigger your lab man. I'm hearing you out. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I see Gaia in the sense that you're happy to discard into the library, into the graveyard. I'll let you have Gaia Reach in this one situation.
I've shoved both in. So, yeah, each one basically says tap two and tap, draw a card, but the Gaia Reach says discard a card as well. But that's each player. Okay.
I'd suggest a rogue, whilst we're on utility lands, I'll chuck in a rogue's passage because we want to attack with our frogs but not let them be hurt, so...
Yeah, no, that one's a good one. There's also a utility land I like using that's never used very often. I quite like a Homeward Path in my decks.
I love Homeward Path because I say that. Yeah, Homeward Path's a great card.
Yeah, it's just you tap it. Each player gains control of all the creatures they own, not control. So someone steals all your stuff, you just tap it and get them all back.
I think it genuinely, yeah, it just comes from people seeing my stuff and I'm like, I want my own cards back.
Yeah.
It's my creature, not your horse. We've got an access tunnel. Two people are suggesting access tunnel. I don't know what that is in the top of my head.
Access tunnel is taps for a colourless, three and tap, target creature with power three or less can't be blocked this turn. So
good.
That's our commander.
Yeah.
Okay, we do need to find four cuts in the main board.
Let me have a look.
Is there anyone in there that you don't like, chat, or anything else that you think would be better suited? As much as I hate to say it because it's Ashen's Kamigawa's thing, the six mana artifact that taps to make one mill.
Too much.
Sadly. So that's going in the maybe board.
When she says maybe, she's dropping that. Sorry, Ashen. Right. Let me sort this in CMC. I do like a CMC order because if it's too expensive. Right, I like Leah.
Okay, Mercadian, Tunnel Vision is a great card. However, it has to be paired with Spell Crumple. So Spell Crumple counters a spell and puts it on the bottom of the library, and then you Tunnel Vision down to that card. Tunnel Vision is reveal cards till you hit the name. If you hit the named card, you mill them.
Okay.
So you counter with Spell Crumple, putting the current spell on the bottom of their library, then Tunnel Vision to that card you've just countered, and you mill their whole deck.
That's fair. But do we
We don't need it in our deck, but it's just a funny little combo. Yeah.
Going through each card. Actually, at the beginning of your, I just realised I got really close to the camera and that wasn't good. But I also have terrible eyesight. The screen's quite a mile away.
Oh, I agree, Mercadian. Yeah, doing it on yourself would be great, but you'd have to have two of those cards out of the 99, which is difficult to get. But I do agree it's a great combo.
No, I like Frogmite. It's not actually that expensive. Maybe the Druid of Purification isn't my go-to for removal.
I mean...
Bear with me. I'm just going through each scroll at a time.
The reason Druid of Purification is so good is you don't target, you choose. So even if it's got Hexproof or Shroud, you can still choose the thing.
I get that. That's why that council is so good. I can move on. I get your argument. I'll look elsewhere.
I mean, we've got Reclamation Sage and that, so... It's if we need both.
Problem's not. I'd drop the Rex Sage because it's not a frog.
Yeah. Not saying it's not a good card. It's just not a frog.
Not a good card. It just isn't a frog.
Search for a Cancer is neat, but does it do enough in terms of putting cards into the grave?
I like Search for a Cancer. I appreciate Thoughtstorm, but it does it every turn. And then if you want, it becomes a land. I get that it's interesting because I get that it's a card that will only do one a turn if you want it to do one a turn and then just becomes a land. And
I mean,
such a good card.
At its very worst, it lets you basically surveil one every turn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just you're milling yourself, you're also milling, filtering the top of your deck to what you want and don't want. If you need a land later on, it can be a land that scries even more. It's got so much utility to it.
Storm, I really appreciate that and the help you've given us, but Search for his Canter is not being dropped currently.
Do we need Leyline of Anticipation?
Maybe not.
I'd
really like to Leyline at the time. You said Leyline and I was like, I love me a Leyline, but no, it can probably be dropped.
I mean, we've got the Alchemist Refuge for Flash in a land, so...
Also not a fan of Sweet Oblivion.
Where's that?
Personally, it's a sorcery.
There it is. Target player puts the top four cards of their library into their graveyard.
Yes, I just don't feel like it's that strong considering.
Yeah?
Well, that's the first one I've come across and like, I probably wouldn't play that.
I mean, I've taken it out for the time being until we find one that can replace it.
What are we at card-wise? 100? We're at 100 on mine.
Exactly. We're at 100.
Same time, no, I'm joking.
All right, let's knock off.
It's 9 o'clock, guys. I don't know where it is where you are. Feel free to let us know because I love knowing about time zones. But yeah.
I think, what are we now? We're coming up to 9 o'clock. So for Dan, it's probably 2 in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon. Oh,
us.
Storm's in our time zone.
Are you from the UK, Storm? Well done.
Mercadian's at 10 PM, so
Europe.
A bit, yeah, somewhere in Europe before us. This is fun. I love finding out where people are.
I know.
And it's one of my favorite things about Instagram is just being like, "You mean it's not my time where you are?"
I've got a funny story actually. I was doing a 1,000 follower giveaway on Instagram, and I opened it to the whole world.
Yeah.
And the person that won it was completely random. I've never met them before in my life, and they live half an hour down the road.
No way. When I did my 1,000 follower giveaway, mine was in America somewhere, so I had to pay like £9 in Royal Mail shipping to get it over to them. They did get it, luckily, because they sent me the picture, but I was like, of all people, you live somewhere in the United States.
Wow.
I don't know who Rich is. I'm sorry, Storm.
If that's the Rich I think it is, that's at my LGS, so hello.
Oh,
yes.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yep, there we go.
You know him.
I do. Rich is a lovely guy.
That's good, then. Yeah. But yeah.
I think this has gone well.
Me too. You know, when we first decided that we were going for, like, cause obviously, like I said privately, like, I thought I'd go for this more out of my comfort zone. But obviously with the help of people and just genuinely, like, thinking about the cards.
It doesn't get as scary.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I mean, next time we'll get you at the deep end, what I did with, what Han did to me, which was have 20 commanders and roll a d20.
No, I think I'd be fine. I'm sure of it.
It was hilarious. It was great.
I think, like I said, one of the one things I haven't done yet is self-mill. Like, I've done other people, I've done opponent mill, but no, this was fun. And also, I've never done frogs because frogs isn't very prominent in EDH at the moment. Obviously, I'd like to consider myself in CDH, so there's just not a lot of frogs out there. But no, this has been genuinely really fun. I think this would be a good deck to play.
Yeah, I mean,
look at a test hand here, and then it gave me no land, so I don't want to go through that.
Okay, so I've got, you can't really see it because the screen's in the way, but our opening hand was Mikakoro, Realm Walker, yeah. Gaia Reach, Whip Tongue Frog, Frogmite, Rapid Hydrization, and an island.
At least you got an island.
And then a leapfrog.
Maybe mull.
Blue sauce, green sauce.
If you've got two sauces, that's fine.
And then drew into another sauce. Play our commander.
Oh, I can see it. Perfect.
On the next turn. Yep, there you go.
You're on the table. That force of will is coming for you.
Well, I think I might print this off and actually do a proxied game with this sometime and see how it goes and post on Insta if I can do it.
I might save it and then, yeah. Guys, check my All Lotuses YouTube out or Instagram out for a copy of this, but I will print this out and have a look. The only thing I'd do differently is I will upgrade my lands for all the jewels because I'm CDH, but every other card would be the same realistically, so no, this has been fun. I've loved this.
I think my way would be more janky. I'd have more frog tribal.
Not a jank kind of person.
Yeah, I'm very janky. I'm the type of person that will put a janky deck together and chuck in a mana crypt just to speed it up.
No, my issue is I hate losing, so I will go CDH with this. I will upgrade. Maybe update the mana base a little and maybe update the artifact ramp a little, but no. This is fun. I love this.
I think we need to get you with Dan and myself on a game so I can play my Xur the Enchanter Doomsday combo.
But I love that. Genuinely arrange that and I'll be there.
I think we'll have to set up a stream.
Brilliant. I can't wait.
But did you want to tell everyone where you were? As we've got loads of people here, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Tika's Dragon is my name. So that's it. You can find me through Lotus's, I do follow Lotus and Into the 99. I am also on their Discord if you do have their Discord. If you're not, sucks to be you. But you can find me on there. I do try and post as many CDH games as I can, try and mix that up. But yeah, and I'm also very... I was about to say flexible, but that's not the right thing to say. I do take my followers' opinions into account, so I love this idea, like just brewing a deck with people on stream. So thanks, Storm. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Mercadium. I appreciate it. It was good. And thanks for having me, Lotus, and into the night. It's been real fun.
Yeah, no, of course. We'll have to have you back again, because this has been really fun, and it was a very smooth deck for a deck that was very strange. And I'm quite glad it turned out this way.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'm definitely glad that we chose this route, and I think it's a good deck that's got more potential than I assumed it would in the first place. But that's the enjoyment of EDH. Like, you never know where it's gonna go, but it'll probably turn out well.
Maybe give it a few days. Change it to CEDH for yourself and post it on Insta and see what you did different.
Maybe, yeah. Well, you keep it how it is here and I'll see what I can do to change a few things. And yeah, I'll make it CDH, and I'll absolutely wreck my opponent who always shows in video.
Nice. Yeah. Perfect. But if you did like what you see today, there's loads more on the Into the 99 YouTube channel. You can also go to intothe99.com, which is our one-stop shop for everything Commander and more. Also, it doesn't suck to be you, because our Discord link is also there. So you can join us, chat with us, and see how you'd brew these decks differently. Our merch store and our Patreon is also there, so you can feel free to help support us. But otherwise, I think that's everything from me. Everything from you?
I believe so. Obviously, follow myself, follow Into the 99, and you'll have a great time getting into EDH, no matter what level you're at. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's and if you have any questions, always ask me, no matter how silly they are. A question unanswered is a silly question.
We'll reply, I promise.
Yes. But otherwise, thanks for joining us. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.